Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
If you feel someone pulling away from you, the worst thing that you can do is chase after them. When someone is pulling away from you, that is not the time to try to force them to stay. That is the time to allow them to go away and think for themselves if they want to be in your life. Oftentimes, when people pull away and we chase them and convince them to come back, they weren't gonna come back if we didn't chase them. Do you understand? If you didn't go after them, they had no intention of coming back into your life. And so what does that mean exactly? Well, it means that you are forcing people to be in your life that don't actually care about you. And you're using all of your energy to try to manipulate others when they don't really care about you that much. So when someone is pulling away from you, let them. It will actually remind them and show them that you do believe in yourself and that you are a prize. Because if someone is a prize, they're not going to chase after everyone to try to give them what they want. They know that they're the prize and they're going to understand that, okay, if you want to be in my life, great. If you don't, I respect that. So when you have that energy, that's actually so much more magnetic, and it allows the other person to see you for who you are. Because when we're constantly chasing everything around us, people can't really see us for our value. Like, they can't see the person that's actually there. All they see is the desperation, is the chasing after them, is the forcing after them. And if they don't have anything better to do, they'll come back. They'll agree to come back, right? But this doesn't mean that they're actually gonna stay. And actually, you're probably giving them permission to use and abuse you because you're desperate. So when someone is begging someone else to come back into their life, that's essentially giving the other person permission to come back and take whatever they want. And normal, healthy people aren't attracted to that. They're not gonna respond well to someone chasing after them and trying to force them to do something. So the people that are actually gonna come back to you are the people who are looking for someone to worship them, or who are looking for someone that they can easily use and get what they want out of them. So by chasing people to come into your life, you're making yourself a really easy target. You really want to allow people to miss you. You want to allow them to decide for themselves. Because when you think something is guaranteed, when you think something is just gonna be handed to you, you take it for granted. You think, oh, well, I don't really have to appreciate it because it's always going to be there. But when that thing is like, oh, okay, bye, and you realize, oh, wait, I actually don't have access to it, then you're like, wait, I actually wanted that. No. But when you chase after someone, you're basically giving them permission to break your boundaries. Because the people that chase are usually the people that have to settle for whatever is given to them, and they have to settle for someone who constantly breaks their boundaries. But the person who doesn't chase, and the person who knows their worth and allows people to choose to be in their life, those are the people that get respect. Those are the people that others will respect your boundaries and others won't cross your boundaries. Those are the people that get everything they want out of life. This is why it feels so hard to get what you want, even though it should be easy for you. People that are naturally confident don't have the desire to chase anyone. They already know that, okay, if someone wants to be in my life, they'll be in my life. I shouldn't have to force them to be in my life. But if you don't have that confidence established yet, you can still act like a confident person. And that's something that a lot of people don't understand. They're waiting to feel confident before they actually act confidently. But you don't have to feel confident to act confident. You know what the traits are of a confident person. You know what the actions are, right? You know what a confident person acts like. So act in that way and the confidence will come. The thing with confidence is that it comes from proof. In order for us to feel confident, we have to have a reason to be confident. Now, this can be a tangible reason, or it can be a reason that's based on our belief system. It really doesn't have to be physical proof, but it needs to be something within yourself that you feel like you have a right to be confident. So when you almost go around the feeling and you just choose to show up confidently and not chase others and not chase opportunities and just be available for what you want, then when you start to see the results of people still wanting to be in your life, even though you're not chasing after them, when you start to see opportunities come to you, even though you're not forcing them, that's when you will have that proof within yourself that you should be confident and it is good for you to be confident and you are valid in feeling confident. You deserve to feel confident. But until you've built that proof or evidence within yourself, it's going to be hard to just feel confident. Now, of course, you can do affirmations. Affirmations help a lot with this. Journaling techniques help a lot with this. But at the end of the day, you can visualize it all you want. You can affirm it all you want. But if you don't do it, you're not going to get the evidence to actually prove it to yourself. If you're just saying to yourself, I don't chase, I attract, what belongs to me will simply find me. But then every single day you're chasing after opportunities, you're chasing after people, you're chasing after things that don't even want you. How are you actually ever going to believe that? How are you actually ever going to really experience that if you don't have the opportunity to experience that? So you need to start giving yourself the opportunity to experience what you want. You want to be in a relationship where you feel appreciated. You want to be with someone who wants to be with you. You want to have opportunities that want to come to you. So then why are you constantly chasing everything around you? How will you ever actually experience that reality if you don't even give anything the opportunity to chase you instead? You need to eliminate self-doubt, not just by saying affirmations and not just by visualizing, but by acting, but by showing up as that person. If you need to pretend, that's okay too. There's nothing wrong with knowing how you want to be and then acting in that way without actually feeling like it's authentic. It will become authentic to you, right? You don't want to be inauthentic when it comes to trying to people please and trying to fit in. But it's okay to be inauthentic if it's you trying to work towards becoming someone that you actually want to be. And that's the biggest difference, is that you hear a lot of advice, people saying, oh, be yourself. But if you don't like the person that you are, then don't be that person. Do you understand? You want to be yourself, as in be the person that you want to be. You don't have to settle for the things that you were given at birth. You don't have to settle for the belief systems that you were given throughout your childhood. You can change that. You can choose to be somebody different. And when you decide who you want to be, that's what you need to be authentic to. That's what you need to be genuine to. Not be authentic to the person that you were born and raised to be, but that you hate. Be authentic to the person that you want to be. This is something that takes practice. This isn't something that's going to come to you overnight, but you can start taking steps today to show up as that person. And every single day, it's going to get easier. But you deserve to receive what you want. Yes, of course, you're going to have to put in effort. Yes, of course, you're going to have to go after things that you want. But you shouldn't always feel like you have to chase everything. Things are also going to chase you back. So give them the opportunity to do that. I hope this video helped. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.